The next morning, I woke up as confused as could be. Where the hell was I? Then I saw a note on the nightstand. Read this and try to think how you felt yesterday. What a dumb note. I considered chucking the pile of paper, thought better of it, and finally sat down to digest what was written there. Damn! My granddaughter had visited me, and I remembered zip. I'd written all this crap to make up for a defective memory. I didn't know whether to laugh or slit my wrists. Instead, I tried to answer the comment in the note. How did I feel? I felt like the guy who woke up and discovered he was a cockroach. One moment in a blissful dream, and the next in a world I didn't recognize. Nothing stuck from the day before. No event, no people, no specific feelings. Then a wave of sadness broke over me. My granddaughter and I had spent time together, and it was like reading about someone else's life. My feelings? Sadness. Regret. Reaching out for something that wasn't there. A mirage. My brain was stuffed full of old memories. 5 years old and going to a park with my mom. Learning to drive a Model T in Long Beach. Getting married. Missing Rhonda. But yesterday? A blank. A void. Nada. Fear gripped my gut. Cut it out, you old fool. You have a brain that's on strike. Some people lose their legs, others their lungs. You got dealt mush in your cranium. On top of it all, I was the prime suspect in a murder investigation. Jennifer had given me an idea, and I needed to do something immediately. I dressed and followed the directions from the journal. Down to the second floor, table 11.